Well, to talk about the Tony Romo injury, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys, probably in a bad mood this morning as we say hello to Jerry Jones.
In a great mood this morning.
Great mood. Wow.
Excited. A lot of exciting things going on right now. Let me just be very clear
okay.
About two things. I feel horrible. That Tony broke his balsa wood back again. Feel horrible about that. He's about as fragile as a pudgy woman on date night asking if her new outfit looks good. But that's number one. Horrible. Feel horrible about it.
Okay.
Number two. It's the best thing to happen to the Cowboys.
Well,
Jerry,
gosh, don't say it.
Jerry,
don't be fooled by preseason action.
Dak Prescott is a miracle.
He's played really well.
Played very well. He's strong, young. His back getting made out of paper.
Hey.
His health is a sure thing. And, you know, Tony's health, he's getting up there in age. His health is iffy. About as if he is a Kim Kardashian number two.
Oh, gosh.
Mud flaps, George. Mud flaps.
Okay, all right.
But, yes, I'm sure a lot of Cowboy fans want to know the latest on his prognosis.
Prognosis.
Mm-hmm. 6 to 10 weeks, that's what we're hearing. And so by my calculation, by the time Tony's ready to come back, he'll be 46, 47, somewhere there.
No, not years, I don't think. It's just weeks, right? He's going to be back in weeks.
Hey, I just want to remind everything that we also have a quarterback that doesn't stand for national anthems, but that's because Tony can't. He can't. He's in a full JFK back brace these days. But Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott.
Uh-huh.
I want everybody to remember this because this is a momentous day. We're going to ride this kid to about three, four, five Super Bowls.
Wow.
Within the first 3 years.
Wow.
Man.
It's quite a prediction.
That's a very bold prediction. It mm-hmm. is. And a lot of people wondering who we're going to get to back up Dak Prescott. Three words. John Stephen Jones.
Your grandson.
Have y'all seen this non-Spalding?
Yeah.
He is amazing.
We already had a great game on Friday. That's congratulations.
He is amazing. Yeah. Yes, he had a great game on Friday, and I was very proud. I am very proud to call Johnny Football my grandson.
He finally got a Johnny Football.
You know, I know.
Johnny Football. That's him.
He sounds like a good player, but I think that's against NFL rules to have a high school junior on your roster.
Well, you know how much power I have with the NFL. We'll get that changed real quick. Real quick. Speaking of high school, we had a quadruple header of high school games at the Star.
Yeah, we saw that.
Do you know how much money I bilked out of them high school parents?
How much?
With my $10 parking and my $15 beer.
I don't think they sold beer the high school game.
Well, we have to sell it a little under the counter. It's a little under the counter at them high school.
Wow.
$50 million.
What?
That's
four games?
Get to my bottom line, $50 million. Well, how about them apples, huh, Giorgio?
Dang.
Can you believe that?
That's pretty awesome.
Hey, speaking of, George, I heard you were saying that I had my toupee on crooked last week.
I just wondered what was going on. Your hair looked different. I'll say that.
I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate that very much.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Well, it pisses me off. You are fired from doing our PA system.
Well, you did that a long time ago.
Oh, so this is the second comment you made about my toupee.
Was the first one over the PA?
I guess so. I don't know what you're doing. Hey, you know that that quadruple header, Jerry Jr. was all fired up about that because one of those schools is where he goes.
He's in high school? He's taking high school courses?
Yes, he is. He's in the band. He can't play football. because apparently the UIL doesn't allow anyone over 50 to play on varsity or junior varsity.
But he's in the marching band, huh?
He's in the marching band, right. He plays the tuber.
The tuber.
He does. He plays the tuber.
Well, that's good. I'm glad they won.
That is. Hey. Remember these two words, because I think you're going to be hearing a lot of them in the coming season.
Okay.
Dak Prescott.
Okay.
Dak Prescott.
That's the pronunciation.
That's right. He's the new Tony Romo. He's the Tony Romo without the no Super Bowls. Good morning to you.
All right, we'll see you. There goes fake Jerry.